Hare Krishna. God is not a concept to be learned. He is a person to be loved. Sometimes, some academic scholars or those people with the academic mindset approach the concept, the subject of God with a very clinical, critical disposition. And they focus on all the contradictions in the concept of God. And they focus on all the ways in which the concept of God doesn't make sense. And then, although such people may become very learned, they may even get degrees, doctorate degrees in philosophy of religion or things like that. There is a fundamental problem in their approach. And that approach is, the problem is that they're approaching God in a wrong way. And in every subject, there's an appropriate way to study. If a doctor wants to, say, measure the heartbeat of a person, the doctor needs a stethoscope. A doctor who wants to measure the heartbeat of a person cannot use a weighing machine for that purpose. Putting the weighing machine on the person's body or putting the person on the weighing machine will not help to measure the heartbeat. So just as an appropriate instrument is required for even measuring something which is a part of our physical body, similarly, an appropriate method is required for knowing God. So, we are here and God is above us. And material things are below us. So when we are studying other subjects in this world, we may try to analyze, we may try to use all our intellectual capacity, our speculative capacity, and try to come up with some understanding of that concept. And yes, that is because material things and the concepts, they are below us. But God is not a concept to be learned. He's a person to be loved. He's above us. And because He is greater than us, we cannot know Him through intellectual conquest. We cannot conquer Him with our intelligence and think that now I know God. We can actually know Him only by devotional subordination. Only when we learn to love Him, then we can understand Him. And when we understand Him, we want to love Him further. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. In 10.8, He says that, first He tells about His position. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. He says, I am the source of everything. And iti matva, those who know this, bhajante mam. They worship me. They devote themselves to me. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. The Buddha, they are wise and they wholeheartedly devote themselves to me. So in this way, Krishna states here that actually He is the supreme object of devotion even for those who are enlightened. And later in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhaktya mam api janati yavanyaschasmi tattvataha, that I can be known as I am only by devotion, not by any other means. So Krishna is a person can be known through love, and the result of knowing Him is further love. So when we approach Krishna as a person who is greater than us and whom we cannot conquer by our intellectual prowess, but rather whom we can please by our humble service attitude, and by pleasing Him thus, we can inspire Him to reveal Himself to us, and thus we can know Him. So that is with that approach, those who study God, those who study the scriptures given by God, those who try to understand Him, by keeping all their efforts, all their intellectual efforts, permeated with the devotional intention, they can know God, they can understand His beauty and His sweetness. Otherwise, people with a skeptical, critical attitude, they may know a lot about God, but they will never know His sweetness. And that's why they will be captivated and entangled by the sweet-seeming pleasures of this world. But those who are devoted to God, they go beyond the lure of the things of this world, and they live happily in loving and serving the Lord. Thank you. Hare Krishna.